The darkness of winter, the promise of spring, the energy of summer, and the changes of fall all resonate within us as they have for thousands of years. When we celebrate the changing of the seasons, we reconnect with the rhythms of the earth, just as our ancestors did long before Passover, Easter, or any feast that we can name today. During this past winter, we all did our best to stay warm, survive the snow and even the ice. And with each snowfall, with each scraping of the ice, we prayed for the coming of spring. When the flowers began to bloom, we celebrated the return of life to the planet. And today we celebrate summer and the energy of the sun. Not so long ago, this was the time for opening the windows and airing out the house that had grown stuffy in winter. The sheep and the cattle were driven out into the hills where they were grazed until the harvest. The women and children went with them and stayed in temporary lodgings. The men returned to the fields to tend the crops and visited their families at the end of each day. Now, not many of us tend fields, and few of us own sheep and cattle. But we welcome the long days and the warm weather, a time to work on projects, whether they be painting a room, planting a garden, spending time with grandchildren, or teaching a child to swim. Summer is a special time we dreamed about all winter. In ancient times, the beginning of this special season was celebrated with a mock battle between the summer king and the winter king for the hand of the May Queen. The winter king wore a cloak trimmed in fur, and the summer king wore a cloak decorated with flowers and ribbons. The villagers took up sides, and of course the summer king won. And the people then selected a May Queen and processed back to the village. The earth is our May Queen, and we thank her for the wonderful season of summer.